Welcome to Masechta Shkalim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 7, Mishnah 7. We are in the middle of a number of takanos of institutions that were made. We're up to takana number hey, institution number 5. It says the Mishnah al hamelech ve'al ha'etzim, salt and wood that belonged to Hector, that people donated to the Beis HaMikdash. The takana was, the institution was, she'akohanim ne'osim b'hem, that the kohanim are permitted to use the salt to salt the meat of the karbanos that they eat, and the wood to cook the karbanos, using that wood. Number 6, V'al HaPara, the 6th institution was about the Parah Aduma, the red heifer, Shelo Yimon Be'efra, that there should be no prohibition called Me'ila. Me'ila is when one uses items that belong to the Beis HaMikdash inappropriately. That's called Me'ila. So they instituted that there would be no problem of Me'ila on the Efer Parah, on the ashes of the red heifer. Now this just needs a little bit of background to understand this properly. So basically like this, biblically there's no issue of Me'ila, the prohibition for using something on Beis HaMikdash by Afar Para, by the ashes of the Parah Aduma, we learn out from a pasuk in the Torah. However, when the Jewish court saw the people were, you know, they weren't being careful, they weren't being meticulous with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, and they were using it for healing, for their wounds, which they used to use ashes in those days. So the Beis Din made an institution that there should be Me'ila, that there would be a rabbinic transgression of using that for one's personal use. However, when the Jewish court saw that the Kohanim were being very careful, and they were holding back and not using it so they shouldn't violate Me'ila, and if there was a Safek, there was somebody who was perhaps, we were doubtful if they were Tami or not, they just didn't sprinkle the Parah because they were scared of Me'ila, then once again they instituted Shelo Yumalim Bafra. Takana number 6, that there should be no Me'ila, there shouldn't be this prohibition on the Efer Parah, on the ashes of the red heifer. Continues the Mishnah, V'al HaKilin HaPsulos, and on Kinin, that are puzzle. Kinin, again, we saw, is that there are certain times that a person has to bring two birds, shtei torim u'shnei b'nei yona, two turtle doves or two pigeons, one for a chatas, one for a sin offering, and one for an ola. So what they would do is they would give money. The money would go into those special shofar boxes that we had before. And the Bezdin would acquire on their behalf kinin, and they would bring them for the owner. So the Bezdin, the institute, one of the institution was that if, let's say, the kain is puzzle, let's say these birds, there's a problem with them, that the money to replace them would come from Trumas Alishka, would come from the coffers of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yossi says, HaMesapik es HaKinim, the supplier, Mesapik es HaPsulos, it's his responsibility to replace the Kinim, but for some odd reason, there was a problem with that. Let's see one more Mishnah, Pereches Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 8, Mishnah 1. We know the halacha is that if a person is tummy, such as a Zav, or different type of Tumas, or different types of ritual impurities, their roke, their spit, their saliva, is mitami, also makes something tummy. So says the Mishnah, Kal harukin hanimtzam b'Yerushalayim tahorim. If one, by mistake, touched spit, I don't know, they're walking somewhere and they stepped on spit, they touched spit, we assume that all the roke, all the spit that's in Yerushalayim is tahar, even though in other places perhaps it would be tummy. But since people eat karbanos, they eat sacrifices throughout the city, so people, if a person was a zav, they would be careful not to spit so that no one should become tummy from them. Chutz besep for Mishal Shuk, Elyon, for the upper shuk, the upper marketplace, there it was a problem that even Zavin, who ordinarily would stay away from the regular populace, they somehow circulated over there. Therefore, if one does touch spittle, they become tamei, ritually impure. Divi Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir. Rav Yossi says, B'shar Yimos HaShana, the rest of the year, not during the holiday times of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, where the majority of people are tamei, Sheb Be'emtzef, one finds spit in the middle, tamei in its tummy, because that's where the majority of people walk. The Shabbat Stadn, if one finds spit on the sides, tar in its tar, because the people that were tar were careful to only walk on the sides of the road, so they shouldn't become tummy from the spit that's in the middle of the road. Obishas HaRegel, however, during the holiday times of Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, where the majority of people are tar, they're pure. Shabbat Emtza tar, and the spit that's found in the middle is tar. The Shabbat Stadn Tameim, the stuff that's found on the sides of the road is tummy. Because the people that were tummy that were impure are in the minority, they would walk at the side so that they shouldn't be metame, the rest of the people that were walking in the middle of the road. Wishing you a wonderful, amazing day as well as an amazing upcoming week.